Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily.
You're welcome.
Now, people are quite quick to blame the current state of housing prices on government policies like negative gearing and capital gains benefits, making property investment, well, quite a bit more appealing to those who can afford it. Do these policies deserve the blame, or are they a bit of a scapegoat?
Oh, they do deserve the blame. They're not the entire cause of property prices, of course, but one of the big problems that negative gearing and the discount on the payment of capital gains tax on the sale of property is that they create a really very large incentive for people who can afford it to invest in property. And what that means is that there is greater competition at sale. More people want to get into the property market as investors. They're competing with first home buyers. Usually they have more capital, and the consequence of that is that they're driving the first home buyers out of the market. They're outbidding them, and all of that competition pushes prices up.
So for a layperson, this spike in house prices is pretty much a simple case of supply and demand.
Look, yes and no. I mean, the housing industry sort of association and a lot of government bodies say the best way to deal with the affordability crisis is to just build more housing. So they're talking about basic supply and demand. The problem is that there are lots of different housing submarkets, and in Melbourne and Sydney in particular, we are getting a great deal of new construction, new build, particularly the high density, high rise, high cost housing that we're seeing in the CBDs and the inner cities, and that's a particular market which is obviously tailored to an investor market and to a high end market, and it's not really alleviating the supply problems at the lower end of the market. So it doesn't matter how many high end apartments you build; that's not going to relieve prices at the bottom end. So it's a kind of a simplistic solution, and so what housing market analysts like myself are saying to government is you really need to look at what you're building. It's not just a case of build high-end stuff. And in fact, what the high-end apartment market is doing is encouraging an overseas and international investor market, because Australia is such a safe place for property investment anyway. But that's putting further pressure on prices and driving them up even more.
Well, looking at that issue of high-end apartments and the aspects of renting for life, if you have these investors paying vastly inflated prices for properties, they must be expecting a reasonable return, and this must mean inflated rent prices as well. Is this likely to drive away young people, young families who are sort of driving the economy in places like Sydney?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's precisely what's happening. Rent prices are going up. It's very difficult to find a place of reasonable rent. I mean, there are estimates that around 10% of the rental market are available to people on low to moderate incomes. And that is driving young people further and further out of the inner cities.
Well, as an assets issue for young people, even if they can afford, assuming they get a good job and they can afford to pay these very high rent prices, never owning a home, does that come with its own set of issues for the next generation?
Look, not necessarily. I mean, it does. It does in the Australian context, because our system is so poorly geared toward renters. One of the things that I and many other people are advocating, firstly, is removing these incentives that we've just talked about, which would deflate property prices a little bit. But that needs to be accompanied by much greater tenancy protections. So when you go to places in Europe, particularly Germany and the Scandinavian countries, tenant protections are very, very strong. So it's not uncommon to rent for your entire life. There are 99-year leases. More often, there's an indefinite tenure lease. that can be terminated with, you know, quite a lot of notice on both ends. But existing tenants can't just be thrown out at the whim of the owner because the owner has decided to sell and they would like to sell with vacant possession. So they, at the moment, they can just give 2 months rent and say you're out, 2 months notice and say you're out.
Mm.
That's not possible. That would be illegal in Germany. If somebody wants to sell, they have to sell with the tenant in place. So if we had greater tenant protections and at the same time we had prices coming down because of the reductions in taxation incentives, we would end up with a much more sort of equitable housing system and one where it would firstly be easier to get into home ownership if you wanted to, but secondly, if you chose or couldn't afford to get into home ownership, you could still actually have a decent life as a renter.
Mm. So do you think any of this is likely to change in the near future? I mean, are we going to come up with any more of these solutions? Are we going to escape the property price crisis, or will things just continue to get worse?
I thought it was very hopeful that negative gearing and the capital gains tax discount was put on the table for a little while in the in the discussions by Turnbull, and certainly Shorten, the leader of the Labour Party, has flagged that this is something that he would do if Labour got into power, and it's a policy also supported by the Greens. And I think it was really disappointing to see the backlash within the conservative parts of the coalition saying, you know, never, ever, ever, over our dead bodies, negative gearing is now off the table and we're not going to touch the discount on capital gains tax. I mean, what that means, even though those very people are saying, yes, we have an affordability problem, when it comes to actually saying, oh, if we're going to reduce affordability, increase affordability, that means property prices have to come down. Oh, well, we can't do that because that's going to disadvantage existing property owners. I mean, what they're doing is utterly entrenching the inequality in the housing market and not recognising the obvious that we need to see prices coming down.
Mm. Well, Kate, we will have to leave it there, but do appreciate your insight this morning into this one, because obviously it is an issue that affects a great deal of us right here in Sydney.
Yes, it's affecting all of us, and best of luck with everybody. But we just need to keep on making that argument, that otherwise things are going to get pretty dire.
Absolutely.
Good luck to all of the listeners.
Thank you very much, Kate.